think I can get through the first verse without cheating too much on the teleprompter, but if you want to get the second one.
Okay.
Or like the after the chorus, right?
So you're going to do the first verse and the first chorus? Turn the lights on, this guy's, why was it so easy?
Can I?
Of course you can. Absolutely. That's what you're here for.
Why was it so easy?
Oh, scary.
Why is it so hard?
Why was it so difficult?
You pick. You know, that's interesting you picked that. That's really cool you picked it. Because I.
Well, that record, I was a Robert Fripp fan growing up as well. And so I knew that was like 1980 or something. When that
78, I believe. 79, something like that.
No, we got two more. No,
you
cut it earlier than you put it out.
I did. I cut it in like 77.
Why was it so easy?
Yeah, and I remember getting that record. And
why was it so easy?
That's when I really started getting what you wanted to do. I was like, he wants to go beyond pop. I was like, you know. Yeah. He gets artistic license on this record, and that's why it was great. It was cool to hear that record be so like cerebral and left field, considering it was not Hall & Oates at all.
It was really hard for me to, you know, to break perceptions at that time.
I bet it was hard to sell it on the label.
It was impossible. How's that? You know, we really had a grassroots movement to get it put out. We went to reviewers and all this stuff, and we played it in. We went to like record store openings, and really got people sort of behind it to call the record company and all that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to you.
Well, yeah, I'm very proud of that record, man.
It's a diamond.
Thank you. you, baby.
So easy for me to be with you. Why was it so easy to me to be with you? Why was it so easy for me to be with you?
I hope I did that one justice.
You did, man.
Woo, I was nervous on that one.